This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, they have the, healthy estates. I think it's USA Today does this report, or it's United Health Foundation's America's Health Ratings. And I guess 2016 America's Health Rankings annual report came out. I apologize, rankings instead of ratings. I should be worried about my ratings, honestly, but that's in radio. So these are rankings. And, of course, Hawaii, for the fifth consecutive year in a row, is the healthiest state. Aloha, mahalo. Hawaii's gorgeous. I think they should be disqualified because, I mean, it's Hawaii. They get to exercise, they get to eat fish, they have all that water, they get to surf, they get to swim. Of course, if you live in Hawaii, that's a no-brainer. You know, I don't think they have a lot of McDonald's out there, you know, but Hawaii is, it counts. So fifth consecutive year, it is the healthiest state. Some states score much better in health determinants than health outcomes. All right, we'll talk about some of those. And they looked at national overall improvements in preventable hospitalizations among Medicare enrollees. They found improvements in smoking prevalence and public health funding. They also found high school graduation continues on a 3-year upward trend, and human papillomavirus, HPV immunizations, are increasing among male and female adolescents. They say long-term improvements in health insurance coverage continue. Again, I think that's there's a little bit of a misnomer, a little bit of a fallacy. Maybe a lot of people received their Medicaid card. But overall, I don't think more people are going to see the doctor. And we could see this by healthcare spending going down. The majority of us have very high deductibles, so we can't afford to use the health insurance that we have. And just because somebody has a Medicaid card does not necessarily mean they're getting in same day and seeing the medical provider when they want to. As that Oregon study pointed out, many of them still had to go to the ER to get seen. They found a lack of decline in obesity prevalence and, unfortunately, an increase in drug deaths. So that appears to be remaining ongoing challenges. And there were troubling increases in cardiovascular death and premature death. Cardiovascular deaths increased for the first time in the 27-year history. Again, I'm not going to blame Obamacare for that one, but you do wonder if that has anything to do with it. All right, so Hawaii takes the title for the healthiest state, followed by Massachusetts, then Connecticut. Connecticut rose 3 spots this year. Minnesota, where GCN, Genesis Communications Network headquarters are, Minnesota came in number 4. That kind of blows my mind because most of my radio peeps over there, they really don't seem to be taking good care of themselves, but that's okay. I guess Minnesota's up there. And Vermont came in number 5. Why Hawaii? Hawaii's strengths was a low prevalence of obesity, a low percentage of people without health insurance, a low rate of preventable hospitalizations. They got their poop together when it comes to HPV vaccinations, and their prevalence of diabetes dropped. That is remarkable because many Hawaiians are unfortunately at risk for diabetes, so that is excellent. All states obviously have challenges. So let's look at your individual state. Oh, who came in worst? The most challenged, of course, in Mississippi. The other bottom five were Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Oklahoma. But yeah, Mississippi has ranked in the bottom now. That's, I think, happened ever since 1990. And they say Mississippi and Louisiana score far worse than the other states in the bottom five. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to be, you know, everybody has to be the same, but I think we are really, dropping the ball with some of our states. I mean, we should all be relatively close. All right, but according to this, no way. So, in the rankings, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, top five. Then come New Hampshire, Washington State, Utah, New Jersey, and Colorado. Colorado, I wonder if it jumped with the marijuana. Very interesting with Colorado coming in number 10. Remember, Colorado, everybody skis. You know, that's a good exercise. Then comes North Dakota, Nebraska, New York, Rhode Island, Idaho, California with all their sprouts that they stick on sandwiches came in at number 16. Then Iowa, Maryland, Virginia, Wisconsin, number 20. Rounding off the top half is Oregon, Maine, Montana, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Now let's look at the bottom half. Illinois, Kansas, Pennsylvania, Arizona. And the problem with, I lived in Arizona. The problem with Arizona is it's too hot. So you don't want to go out that much. Yeah, you could swim, but your pool usually evaporates. Alaska came in number 30. You would think out there in Alaska, again, it's probably the weather during the cold months. Delaware, 31, North Carolina, Texas, Michigan, Nevada came in number 35. Now, I live in Nevada. Now, this is my guess with Nevada, because Nevada, we have a lot. I mean, we're close enough to California if you want to hit the beach. Yeah, it's about 3.5-4 hour drive. That's close enough for me. We got a lot of mountains to hike in. We got Mount Charleston and Red Rock. Right? We have a lot of nightlife. The weather is pretty much, you know, pretty good for most of the year, with the exception of the hot, hot summer. But this is my guess. My guess is they interviewed or they surveyed all the Elvises running around. A lot of our Elvises that run around Las Vegas don't really seem the healthiest. So my guess is that's why we ranked so low at 35. Then came Florida. Florida, with all the beaches, should have been higher. Missouri, New Mexico, Indiana, Ohio. Then came Georgia, South Carolina, West Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, and rounding out the bottom five, Oklahoma, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi. So we got some issues, okay? We got to get all these states, you know, number one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, one of my listeners, and you can always write us at drdahlia.com. Or Dr. Dolly at hotmail.com. Either way, we will get your question. I can't read it. It's pretty long-winded, but it was a very, very good email when we were discussing pilots. And 1 in 8 apparently suffer from depression, and they won't report it because they don't want to lose their wings. And, you know, if pilots are keeping their mental illness a secret, that's not good, especially with what we saw with the German Wings pilot, who has been ruled out as not terrorist-related, that it might have been a depressive incident, although I'm still thinking terrorism because that was a pretty terrible act. That was horrible, where he flew a plane into the French Alps after he locked out the other pilot when he went to the bathroom. Very, very scary stuff. So one of you had written saying, why should I tell my doctor the truth? Okay, it's not like they're going to help me. They'll either put me on a medication or they'll make me go to a shrink. There is no cure for depression. Now, of course, this was a much longer-winded email that he wrote. But, you know, if that's how you guys think, we need to dissect that a little bit. Do you think going to a quote-unquote shrink is not helpful? Has anybody gone? Has anybody ever had therapy? I've never personally had therapy. I think I would benefit. I think we all would benefit from having therapy. I haven't gone. Why not? I think it's probably because I've been dealing with whatever issues I have myself. You know, if I'm in a bad mood, what do when I'm in a bad mood? I do a terrible radio show. No, that's not what I do when I'm in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood, I go to chocolate. I self-treat. Okay, a lot of us self-treat. Some of you guys go to alcohol. Some of you go to marijuana. Some of you go to smoking. Some of you, when you have issues, you go shopping. Some of you gamble. Some of you drive fast. Some of you beat the dog. All right. Unfortunately, the way many of us cope, okay, may not be the best way to cope. And we all have to cope with things. So I am a huge fan of therapists. I am. One concern, though, he had, all right, which is something that we brought up on the show, is there's not a very uniform, consistent way to practice with therapists. Now, I personally think that could be good. Okay, some of you may think that's bad, where you can go to one therapist who's going to diagnose you with something, you go to another therapist that will diagnose you with something else. There's still a lot of consistency in psychiatric medicine where your therapist is going to, if you have bipolar, that's pretty easy to diagnose. If you have schizophrenia, if you have depression, so that's easy to diagnose. But their methodology, whether they use cognitive therapy or behavioral therapy, or psychotherapy, depending on the type of therapy they use may change. And I think that's good because it's different strokes for different folks. You don't want to go to the same, you know, if you want to get a second opinion, you want someone that has a different approach. That's what makes medicine so amazing. We have MDs, we have DOs, we have chiropractors, we have dentists, we have, you know, we have people that have different philosophies and do different things and deal with different parts of the body and different approaches. So it's very, very cool to have the variety out there. Unfortunately, a lot of people are turned off to getting help. So this, he had emailed the same, either the day after or the day of, we had talked about electronic medical records being hacked and how many people are not going to disclose their secrets, right, or anything that is very private to a doctor who's typing it into a computer system. And that's a problem. That's a very big problem. Now, I'm not saying paper charts were 100% foolproof. Somebody could open up your chart. But we didn't have the hacking issues. We didn't have the breach of confidentiality like we do nowadays with computers. So this big hack that Yahoo dealt with and John Podesta's emails and Hillary Clinton and WikiLeaks and that whole DNC mess, etc., it reminds us that any of our private information could be out there. And I know a lot of you are going to your medical provider and very superficially telling them what they need to hear so you get what you need. Unfortunately, we're not trained, okay, to read your mind. So if you're having some acid reflux, you think, and you want to come in to get some protonics or some Nexium, okay, because you want prescription strength. And you don't tell us that this pain started after you had a night where you drank a crap load of alcohol, okay, and you want to keep that hidden because you don't want, quote, crap load of alcohol in your chart. We wouldn't write it that way. We would ask you how much did you drink, and if you said you had half a dozen shots and you know, five drinks after that, and then you, you know, chased it with a beer or whatever, we would probably put, okay, you had about 10 drinks. If you don't want that in your medical record, you're not going to tell us. Meanwhile, you're walking in asking for an antacid. What could be actually really going on with you? You could be having a heart attack. High alcohol consumption raises blood pressure. That could stress the heart. You could be having pancreatitis. You could be having inflammation of the pancreas. These are deadly things. You could be having an ulcer that's bleeding. But because you're not telling us the whole story, we're probably going to say, fine, if that's all it is, heartburn, your lying test, you're telling us whatever we want to hear, here's your heartburn medication. Do you see the problem here? Now, I understand, as a patient, I do not want my information on the cyber, in the cybersphere. I don't want that. Okay? If I did something stupid and I partied one night, I wouldn't want any record of that. If I ever got an STD, I would not want any record of that either. So we have an issue. And we've already seen symptoms of this issue. Look how Zithromax, Z-Pax, are becoming less and less powerful to treat infections, especially when it comes to gonorrhea. Now, one theory I have is many people had gonorrhea or chlamydia. They found out online that Zithromax, Z-Pak, could treat it. So they went to their doctor, and did they say, yeah, I had unprotected sex, I cheated on my wife, I got chlamydia, or I got gonorrhea. Even though with chlamydia, I like to treat with doxycycline and others. But, you know, technically a lot of people have been using Zithromax for both. So many people have come in asking for Z-Paks. And are they really using it for a bronchitis, etc.? Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, medical providers should be able to look at you and see that you're not sick. The problem is not all, you can't always diagnose bronchitis with objective data. You can't x-ray and see bronchitis. All right? You know, taking sputum cultures and doing viral counts aren't very practical. Most bronchitises are viruses. We shouldn't be given a Z-Pak for that anyway. But many people came to their doctor saying they needed a Z-Pak for their sinus infection, for their sore throat, for whatever, and they used it to treat an STD. So do we have proper documentation of how many people have STDs? My guess is no. Are we having drug-resistant gonorrhea due to Zithromax and many, especially Cipro, not being as effective? Yes, we're having issues. Are we having increased resistance to Z-Paks? Yes. So people do not want their data online. Yet, this is going to be the way of the future. So we have a choice. Either we have to be okay with everybody knowing our business if it gets hacked, or we have to lie and hope that we're still getting the care that we want. This is something that is not acceptable to many of us. As a provider, I think this is ridiculous. But paper charts are obsolete. And we still can't guarantee that they will be 100% safe. So people want their privacy. They do not want it in a computer system. And either we're going to have to be okay with it or not. I don't know what the answer is. But I have absolutely no faith in our cyberware, malware protection, all these antiviruses. I am not confident that we could prevent hacks. If Target can't prevent a hack, if Yahoo can't, if the Senate, CIA, if the DNC, right, if these big entities can't protect against being hacked, you think a healthcare, you know, network, a electronic medical record system is going to have better security? 1-877-DOCTELLA, don't go away.
For you. years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys. Ramble. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, we're coming into the holidays, and we are coming upon some pretty, pretty nasty weather. And I see many news outlets talking to their listeners and viewers about frostbite. And I just wanted to quickly cover some frostbite, all right, issues, because it really sneaks up on you. I started to, it was very interesting, I was walking around New York, and I was in a warm coat, and I felt fine, but my ears started to hurt, the little tips of my ears. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And I knew what was happening, but I didn't think it was going to be that cold. And the tips of your ears, the tips of your toes, your fingers, etc., these things can unfortunately be at risk for frostbite. And so let's just quickly talk about hypothermia and how dangerous it could be. Now, okay, so hypothermia is a dangerous drop in body temperature. And this could happen in minutes. So your normal body temperature is around, what, 98.6, 98.5. Some of us may run a little bit lower. Hypothermia starts setting in when your body temperature starts to drop to about 95 degrees. You also get increase in respiratory rate, heart rate. You start getting confused. You forget to eat, or if you drink alcohol, a lot of times your glucose stores get rapidly used. So unfortunately, you could start getting hypoglycemia where your sugar starts to drop. So you're intoxicated many times as it's Christmas party time and New Year's, etc. So you're outside, okay? You're waiting for your ride or Uber or taxi, whatever. This is when frostbite can occur. Or even during the day. Let's say you're shoveling your sidewalk. So blood flow has to always hit the brain and the heart. That is your body's main job, to make sure that the heart and the brain get blood. It doesn't give a damn about your fingers if they have to choose between your heart and your fingers and your tippy toes. So what ends up happening is blood flow starts to shunt. The blood has warmth. So once the body detects that your temperature is falling, it wants to make sure that your brain and heart still have warmth and wants to make sure there's plenty of circulation. So it'll start to shunt, S-H-U-N-T, shunt, blood from the tips of your ears, fingers, nose, toes, extremity, towards your central major organs. Now you start to shiver. Muscles start to contract. Your skin and your lips become pale. Confusion can worsen. This can lead to severe hypothermia, eventually causing heart failure, even respiratory failure, could go into a coma, and if not reversed, you could die. So, how can you tell? A lot of times you can't. You know, you could be there with your friends, and they're quiet. You know, like, you know what, he drank too much. He's quiet. Yay! Yay, he shut up for once. Yay! If they start getting quiet, just like, remember with overheating, remember we talked about this with heat stroke? If grandma hasn't said anything or laid on some sort of a guilt trip in the last 10 minutes, something could be deathly wrong. Okay? I'm not saying that as a joke. Silence can be an issue. You need to check on them. A big problem with drinking and hypothermia is a lot of times you're slurring your speech, you're stammering around, you're uncoordinated, and you look drunk. That could be bad because you people think you're drunk. Meanwhile, you are becoming hypothermic. So you got to call for medical assistance. If you think anybody is hypothermic, you got to get them indoors. You got to put them in dry clothes because it's raining or snowing outside. You got to cover them in warm blankets, and then hopefully the paramedics come. You want to try to warm the central parts of the body, like the head, the neck, the chest, the groin. They say you got to be careful, though, with these electric blankets because they could, you know, mess with the skin. And if your skin has already lost blood circulation, it's going to be very quick to injure, right? So it'll burn easily. So you don't want to do anything that could be caustic to the skin. What you can do is load them up with warm clothing. You could get some warm, warm towels, put them under their arms. You could put on more socks. Try to heat them up, sit them near the fireplace, etc. They also say, you know, some people say, well, what about, you know, hot water? Why don't I put their feet in hot water? What will hot water do? It'll burn them. Even if that hot water doesn't burn you, you know, because you stick your hand in it, remember, their skin is compromised because of the shunting. So what you can do is use warm water. But you have to be careful. You don't want to stick somebody, you know, take off their clothes, stick them in a shower, or leave them in wet clothes in a shower either. So, call the paramedics. Usually the 911 operator will walk you through it. But get them out of anything wet, get them dry, and start cuddling up to them, warming them up. Okay? But it's scary stuff. So frostbite, unfortunately, when that sets in, you may lose the body part that lacked blood flow. But sometimes if we rewarm, you know, that's what the hospital will do. They'll try to rewarm the body parts. Once they know that you're stable, then they're going to look at your feet and your toes, etc. But have people lost toes and earlobes and absolutely. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. The CDC has issued a warning in South Texas for pregnant women over Zika fears. Pregnant women should consider postponing travel to Brownsville, Texas, because of concerns about mosquitoes there spreading the Zika virus. We know it's winter, all right? But there are still many parts of the country that are warm. And warm enough for these Aedes aegypti mosquitoes to be doing their thing. So the warning came from the CDC. It advises doctors to tell pregnant women and their sex partners to take precautions and to consider putting off travel to the city where the advisory is in place. Apparently, there have been 5 cases that we're being told of as of Wednesday of Zika virus infection spread locally where recently diagnosed in people living near or each other in the city located near the border with Mexico. So, pregnant women do not travel to Brownsville. If you do travel to that area, avoid mosquito bites and avoid risk of sexual transmission. So, if you want to spend the holidays there, try not to. Tell the family they could come to you or fake it. Pretend like you can't, just don't go there. Okay? If you want to get out of, I will write you a note to get out of dealing with the family if you have to. And let me see what else. Florida is the only other state in the U.S. that has had homegrown Zika cases. We haven't heard of any more. Thus far, only Texas and Florida. We haven't heard of any of the other Gulf states. The CDC had to issue a similar warning in Miami-Dade County. Temperatures in the Brownsville area are still conducive to mosquito breeding. So don't think that just because winter's in to keep your guard down. Make sure you have mosquito protection. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, shingles vaccine. Apparently a lot of seniors are not getting their shingles vaccine. We've talked about shingles many times on the show. You feel like you have a bite, so you come in to see the doctor and you go, I was bit. But they go, Doc, they got me good. They bit me 5-6 times. And you're like, really? An insect doesn't sit there and chomp on you. Tarantulas may chomp, but insects won't do that. So what the hell is going on? So you take a look, and you start to see this rash, and you only see it on one side of the body. And they say it itches, they say it hurts, they sometimes feel like the whole limb, the whole arm, or the whole leg is heavy. But like, just something's not right. I don't feel good. That could be shingles. And there's a vaccine. When you're over 60, you can get a shingles vaccine. Apparently only 1 in 5 people are actually getting the shingles vaccine. Shingles is your chicken pox that comes back. Except it comes back on one side of the body as it decides to camp out in the nerve. So you get your chickenpox as a kid, appears to die off. You're not supposed to get chickenpox twice. Suppose you can, but you're not supposed to. But the virus decides to hide out in the nerve, and then it comes out when you're stressed. Now, they say blood studies indicate that virtually everybody in the U.S. born before 1980 has been exposed to chickenpox, which means we have that varicella virus in our body. If you're over 50, 1 in 3 of us are going to get shingles. So please consider the shot. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some of you guys really like Super Mario Brothers. growing up. Me, I was more of a Pac-Man type of girl. But for those of you who really like Super Mario Brothers, I guess Nintendo is creating a smartphone app so we could play it while we're sitting on the potty. Japanese company launching Super Mario Run, released in 151 countries on the iPhone. Super Mario Run. It is going to play in the classic Mario format, in which players sprint from left to right, collecting coins, jumping over obstacles, and squashing enemies. It will only be available on iPhone and iPad for now, but Nintendo says it will eventually launch on Android. The Mario game, which is my main prerequisite, is free to download. But the free-to-play section is limited to low-level stages, of course. I barely got through level one. Isn't Mario Brothers Donkey Kong? I never did well with that. That's why I just stuck to Pac-Man, especially Ms. Pac-Man. Ms. Pac-Man I could do Centipede, okay. I could do Galaga really, really well. And Space Invaders wasn't bad. Space Invaders was good, especially when that other spaceship came down so you could fight with two spaceships. And Pinball Machines. I was excellent with the Pinball Machine because, you know, I could hit it with my hip. It was really cool. All right, let me see here. They say at higher levels, players can compete with other players' scores and create their own kingdom. Excuse me. They say Mario is one of the best loved and established icons of gaming. No, it's not. It's Pac-Man. And he says, I think this is going to be tremendously successful. I'm sorry, I didn't really like it. They say to open up the full game, you will have to make an in-app purchase. It's quite big, but it is a one-off, and I don't think people will think Nintendo is trying to, quote, rinse their audience. So the game requires you to be online when you're playing, which Nintendo claims will limit piracy. All right, I'm really not, yeah. Oh, I guess there's the Princess Peach Toad Rally. That does not sound exciting or fun at all. It allows players compete to show off challenging moves and collect coins to get the highest score. There's also Kingdom Builder. It's a creation where players spend the coins they have earned in-game. My guess is you get to buy more coins, just like World of Warcraft, and decorate their own world, unlocking bonus characters and content. You know another game I didn't like? Frogger. I thought Frogger was stupid. Frogger is the one where you try to get across the street, I think, and you have to jump in certain areas, and then something hits you, and you... I was like, this is going to give a kid nightmares. I stunk at it. If I did well, maybe I would have liked it, but I thought it was stupid because I kept losing. How about this Donkey Kong? Could you play Donkey Kong? Yeah, see? Didn't it stink? Now, these are so... Oh, you know what my favorite game was? Were you in a race car? I would go to the arcade, and I would stand in line until I got to sit in the race car. Those are the games I like, you know? And then they started to make it feel like you could actually feel the motion. That was really, really cool. Don't let me play a stupid game with donkeys or monkeys or whatever was in it. Anyway, they're going to charge $9.99 for full access, so $10 a person. Hey, they're smart. That's some big money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, remember we talked about the UK approving making three people babies? It did move forward. And Britain's fertility regulator has approved the controversial technique allowing doctors to create babies using the DNA from three people. This is a historic decision to help prevent a small number of children from inheriting fatal diseases from their mothers. This is life-changing. I still haven't really mentally grasped the ethics behind it, but I get what they're doing. It's basically moms and dads' DNA, but they are the mitochondria passes mom's DNA. And so faulty mitochondria can result in organ failure, muscle weakness, muscular dystrophy, a variety of other things. So basically what they're doing is they're taking you as mom's DNA, but they're using a donor's egg with their good mitochondria, but not their DNA. So it's basically your DNA, yours and dad's DNA, but in a system using a power source that is not faulty. So that's what allows, you know, there to be a little less controversy, because you're not trying to take a blonde, let's say my husband wants blonde kids, okay, and me, I am blonde, but not naturally. And he's like, I don't want her, come on. So he says, this is what I want. I want my kids to be good looking because I was drunk when I married your mother. So let's get some beautiful blonde lady or brunette. Let her have a little bit more skin color than Dahlia has. Let's mix up a soup of this. This isn't what they're doing. What they're doing is they're taking mom's and dad's DNA. It's just that mom has faulty mitochondria, which is causing the birth defect. They're using another mom's mitochondria. Okay? So Britain changed its law to permit scientists to modify eggs or embryos before they are transferred into women. They are the first country to legally approve this. U.S.-based doctors announced that what they did was create the world's first baby using the techniques when they traveled to Mexico. Remember, we talked about that. They had to go to Mexico to make it happen. So to help women with mitochondrial problems from passing them down to their kids, they removed the nucleus DNA from the egg of mom, inserted it into a donor egg where their donor DNA has been removed, so they get to use the workhorse new egg, just as a workhorse, not its DNA. This happens before or after fertilization. The resulting embryo ends up with DNA just from mommy and daddy, but mitochondrial DNA from the donor. The DNA from the donor amounts to less than 1% of the resulting embryo's genes. So there may be a touch bit of donor mom, but not as much as you think. So, I don't mind this. Okay, I have no problem with, this woman wants to have a baby. She does not want to give birth to a baby who's going to die within its first few years of life. So it's a beautiful thing. However, with this technology, you can see how some people can start to do more unethical things. So it does make you kind of nervous. So we'll see what happens. Now, there's a woman that has made it in the news because when she was 9 years old, Moaza Al-Matrushi found out that she would need chemotherapy in order to receive a bone marrow transplant and treat a potentially fatal blood disorder. I don't know if she had leukemia or not, I forget. So the family worried that the chemotherapy was caused her to become infertile. So they made a decision to remove her right ovary and freeze the tissue. 15 years later, she gave birth in Dubai to a healthy baby she gave birth to a healthy baby at London's Portland's Hospital for Women and Children. She's 24 years old, and she is believed to be the first in the world to deliver a baby after having frozen an ovary tissue before puberty. Remember, we have eggs. Women have eggs, even when they're fetuses. Yeah, I told my kids, I go, they have been with me for life. Dad's sperm, maybe only 72 days, but my kids have been with me since I was a baby. And they were little baby eggs. Oh, they hate when I call them eggs. They're my little eggs. But they are. They're my baby's eggs. Yes, daddy has half the DNA in there, but they're my eggs. 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I, students. Students gain 10 pounds when they go to college. Why? Because they eat like crap. They drink too much. Their mommy and daddy aren't there. And so I remember in medical school, everybody said you're going to gain weight in medical school. But I didn't because I did on those 36-hour shifts because I had to try to stay awake. But college students average 10 pounds weight gain. So, and maybe their metabolism slows a bit too. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a
free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.